Footpaws thudded upon the stairs as cat guards began racing upward. The outlaw seized a jug of water together with a platter of bread and half a fish which the two guards had been sharing. He retreated swiftly back into the chamber. Dragging the dead guard out of the way, he barred the door with the table and benches. Now no beast could reach him, but it was a tricky situation. He was virtually being held prisoner again. He retrieved the spear which had fallen in with the guard, then stood swigging water and stuffing down bread and fish. The door began to shudder under blows from the guard's weapons, but it was a solid oaken door, and withstood their efforts well. The banging went on for a while, then suddenly ceased. The next thing Letho heard was Skort calling to him.
Shout! I'll wound ya! Open this door or it'll go belly for ya!
The outlaw Otter laughed recklessly.
If you want to see how badly things'll go, then try opening the door and coming in here, ya lard barrel!
When Rigu Felis received the news of his captive's escape from the cage, he went into a fit of rage, bounding out onto the pier with a score of cat guards. He glared up at the empty cage hanging beneath the high window. The chainmail half-mask rattled against his fangs with each sharp intake of breath as he turned to the guards.
Archers, fire arrows through that window!
Letho heard the command and threw himself flat against the window wall. Three shafts made it into the chamber. Two stuck into the floor, while a third thudded into the door. Other arrows did not make it that far, and stuck like feathered twigs into the wooden tower walls. The outlaw presented himself at the open window space, grinning down at the warlord.
Is that the best you can do, Skinface? Try again!
Letho watched the guards fire more arrows and move swiftly out of the way. The cats were selecting their next arrows under their leader's exhortations.
Kill him! Wound him! Anything but get him!
Before they had a chance to notch arrows to strings, the carcass of the guard who Letho had slain earlier came hurtling down. Felis jumped out the way, but the body struck two archers, stunning one and killing the other. A booming shout rang out from the pier end.
Good shot, matey! Hang on! We're coming!
Big Colin Galedeep and a mob of otters came thundering along the pier. Rigu Felis yelled,
Archers, fire at those otters and retreat! Back inside!
The battle had begun. As the fortress doors slammed shut, the pier and the shore to either side of it were swarming with Otter Clan warriors. Rocks and stones, arrows and lances hit the fortress walls. Letho leaned out of the high window, roaring his war cry.
Forward the clans!
Alerted by the cries of battle, Skort came scurrying downstairs with his guards. His voice was shrill with surprise as he met with Rigu Felis.
Lord, are we under attack?
It was the wrong thing to say. A butt from the wildcat's steel helmeted head sent the wheel marks sprawling.
Of course we're under attack, you blockheaded dolt. Call a guard out of the barracks. Get them here quick.